All right, this week we're learning Siman Kuf Ayin Tes. A very unusual and interesting, but a sif that has a certain lack of clarity. The halachis of Ma'inenu Mechashef, the halachis of magic. It's funny, because Kesem Leisei Leichu is 3 sifim, and the halachis of magic are 19 sifim. So, what? Includes schoolers, yeah, it does. That's why it always interesting. So, it's a siman Shulchan Aruch, we have to learn it, and to get clarity for the future from the Shulchan Aruch itself is a little difficult because of the nature of things that people do that don't make sense. It's very hard to draw a line for a rule where exactly it's acceptable and where it's not. Kufani Tes Sif Aleph. Ein Shayalim B'chayzim B'kechavim. What is not permitted to inquire at astrologists, V'loi B'gayralois. And not to use a gayral. Mishum Shenemar Tomim Tia Em Hashem Alekecha. The Torah commands Tamim Tia im Hashem Alekecha. The Kolsh Kain Dosalishal Bekasamim Menachshim Umechashvin. Certainly, without and out magicians, it's Osir. The Chiddush here is even things that are not out and out magic, astrology, which at least pretends to be a science, and Geiralais, which are not presumably not magic. So these things are Osir because of Tamim Tia im Hashem Alekecha. Now, the concept of this mitzvah, say, of Tamim Tiyam HaShem Alekecha is difficult to narrow down. What exactly is the problem, Tamim Tiyam HaShem Alekecha, by going to astrology? Tamim Tiyam HaShem Alekecha, I believe God controls everything. And I also believe that God gave the world symbols that can be seen in the stars of the heaven. How is Tamim Tiyam HaShem Alekecha a contradiction to that? So the Ramban, the weather forecast. Okay, the weather forecast is similar in many ways, but what? It may not be more exact. Okay, what about the traffic? You listen to the traffic, stock market. Okay, stock market prediction certainly. All right. Seriously speaking, the Ramban talks about it by Rikus. On Tamim Tiyam HaShem Alekecha, he talks about it there. And it's a little hard to get a straight handle. He keeps on mentioning that the Baal Yecheles is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not others. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Nevi'ei Hashem. And to look for the future in other ways is a chsaron in Tamim Tiyam HaShem Alekecha. It's not one of the ways HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to know the future. It's a little difficult to understand. And there's also Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha talks about Tamim Tiyah. It's a little more bekitz, so a little easier to understand. But he basically says that these things are somehow in a person's mind outside of the Keiches HaTara. And for some reason that is the problem. It's a little hard to have a clear handle on it just from that. So there's a law against doing it. How's that Tamim Tiyam? We don't wear shatnez. So we don't wear shatnez. Tamim Tiyam HaShem Alekecha, wearing shatnez is a contradiction to an article of faith in God? No. It's a law. It's another law not to go to magicians and sorcerers. Why is that Tamim Tiyam HaShem Alekecha? Why is that a contradiction to being Tamim in Hashem? It's very, very hard to see the connection, exactly what it is. In Afal Pikein, Kachem Advarim, unless one understands that there's a concept of Keches HaTuma, and that a lot of these things use such a concept of Keches HaTuma. And, you know, there's an anecdote, there's a story told about the Gra, I think it's in Hagayin HaChassid Mevilna, that there was a fellow who was telling people all kinds of predictions that were coming true. And they brought him to the Gra. And he told the Gra something to the effect that yesterday, this time, you were sitting, Rishim Bar Yochai was on your right, and Darizal was on your left. That's what he told the Gra. So the way the story is brought, it's brought to say how the Gra alert with these neshamas. But anyway, so the way the story is brought, the Gra sent everyone out. He talked to the fellow, and then he told them to drive him out of town. So they said it wasn't true that you were seeing Roshim Rechayed Arizal. He said it was true. But such knowledge could come either from Kaiches Hatara or Kaiches Hatumah. So I spoke to the man. I saw it doesn't come from Kaiches Hatara. So it comes from somewhere else. So, you know, you got to drive him out of town. Now, I don't say things from stories, but that illustrates an idea that there is a concept of Kaiches Hatumah. And that even if the Kaiches Hatumah are correct in predicting the future, that's chsar in Tumim Tiyam Hashem Elokeach. It's not a kayak that we're supposed to use. So if one understands the Isurim in the Torah of Laisainain, etc., of not using Kishuf, as to say that they really do exist, they really can predict the future. And there's Lav in the Torah in using these ideas, these kaiches, then one understands the Ramban a little better. And it's likely that's his Kavana. That would be a good explanation. That would explain. We're going to talk in a minute about whether these things really know what they're talking about or don't know what they're talking about. So we're going to get to that.
But just understand the story. Just understand the story. What would be the Kriya Hatara that the person got from?
The story, I don't want to pass it from. No, the lesson. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not on that level. I don't know. There is such a thing as Ruach HaKodesh.
No, but that is not.
It's okay, but it's not.
A tzaddik goes there because Baruch Hu Mekayim. So if you go to a tzaddik, and people ask me about all these hand readers and forehead readers and all these things. So I tell him that we'll go across later. It's a Shulchan Aruch later, but I tell them if he's a Talmud Chacham, he knows Shas Bal Peh, he knows Teres HaNigla and Teres HaNister. So then you should go to him. If he's known as a tzaddik and he also gives eitzes, you go to him. But he's an eitzah geber. Especially if he travels around and advertises in the Jewish press, it's not likely that it's coming from a good place. It's likely not. Rabbi Eli Tanabon, when he was alive, used to do his research. He used to hang up signs about this guy. He was arrested in Israel for larceny, for cheating old women out of their savings, and he used to hang up signs about them. And what should I tell you? It's not. Most of them are phony anyway. I once had a ma'aseh here in the shul with one of these people who has a very good name in Eretz Yisrael, who gave advice to someone from the shul who was visiting Eretz Yisrael. I gave him advice. On top of the advice, he said, when you go back, everyone's going to tell you not to do it, but do it anyway. That's part of his advice. So a person came and did it, and it was a disaster. His family came to me screaming, what's going to be? So I tried to call this fellow. So I called him, and I called him. He never returned my call. I could never get through to him. Finally, I asked about him. There's a certain person in America who helped him, who raised money for him. So I called Eretz Yisrael. This was in Tzfas. I called Tzfas. I said, I'm that person. Can I speak to the Rav? So I got to him right away. And I said, you told this person to do such and such. It's not exactly working out. I told him what was happening. So he said, I never told him to do it. He asked me if he should do it. I gave him a bracha. That's what he said. He may be telling the truth, I don't know, but he has a reputation of bringing a predictor, an accurate predictor. So what happens? 100 people come. He tells 100 people with certainty to do something. It works out for 20 of them. So he gets a good reputation. The 20 of them who it works out for are... So what should I tell you? You ask advice to a tzaddik, it may or may not work out. He doesn't claim to be coming from the, from the secret world. So... Anyway, I don't want to get sidetracked into all these stories. I'd rather learn the Shulchan Aruch because we could talk about this all day. And astrology is a reading of mazalos. It's not to do with looking at the stars. I didn't look at a newspaper in a long time, but I recall the astrology was on the same page as the comics in the newspaper, and there's a good reason for that. The horoscope, yeah. Horoscope, yeah. No, but the astrology, there is such a thing as the science of astrology, the science of reading the palm also. There is such a thing, but it's not the way it's practiced today. It's all baloney. Mazel Madim. Right. There is an idea of Mazel Madim. Okay. So let's learn through the Siman. Let's see what we could learn from it and see. There is such a thing as mazel. And now I should tell you there's a machlokes to Ramban and the Rambam. If Tamim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha is a Daraisa. The Ramban has a suffice to the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam. And he adds an assay of Tamim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha. The Rambam does not count Tamim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha as a Lais assay. The Megillas Esther, which is a pirish on the Sefer HaMitzvos, says that the Rambam doesn't count it because it's included in the Isser of Ksamim, the Lav, about being a Kaisein, being a magician. And it's included, and therefore he doesn't count it separately. Now, there's a bit of a problem. The Isser of being a Mechashef, or a Kaisein, seems to be on the one who does it, not the one who asks him. Right? Loisech Hashef means don't do Kishuf. If I go to a Kishuv Macher and I ask him something, he doesn't matter, who's Yehushi, and he tells me something, he's over on Lysa Chashev. Tomim Tia is on the one who gives advice. So to say it's included is a little difficult. Now, what?
It says Ein Sholem.
Here it says Ein Sholem, because of Tomim Tia. So you see, Tomim Tia is even on the Sholem. So I took out a Sefer HaMitzvos L'Rambam, which I have here, and on Lysaxa, on, what is it, Lai? The Saksain, is that the word in the Torah? He says the following. On the Isser of Kisum, he says that it's an Avehoyev Alav Zev, Yasa Echem Yelu Chayim Malkis. Someone who practices magic is Chayim Malkis. Loi Misha Shah Lekaisein. Not the one who asks of him. Avala Sha'ayla Lekaisein Maguna Ma'id. Here he says, Ashayu Lekaisa Maguna Mai. That doesn't fit with the Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther says that's included in the Isser of Ksamin, of Kaisein. But he says Maguna Mai. It's very, very strange. So I didn't understand it. Then I looked at the next Lav. The next Lav, that was Mitzalamid Aleph. Mitzalamid Beis is the Isser of being Chayze Bekechavim. Laisa Ainain. Laisa Ainain is looking at Kaisamin. Here the Rambam says, that somebody who was shayol, mishaisezay yikarachizinayim whom in kishuf and nezal loika, vahefsid hamigiyim is a gadol, and people who believe in this stuff, it's not good. Ketivon yanim hanimnachos anias of sharis. And here he says that the shayol is over in Isser. Sorry. Salam shiyagiru itim elu. Loi mishi yishol ba'adam. Yoyber and Islav, not the one who asks them, the one who does it. Aval sheela gam kein asura. But the person who asks is also over in Isser. They said maguna ma'ay by kaisein. And he says aval sheela. He says you don't get malchus, but gam kein asura. So I'm not sure why the distinction. Why by ksamim, by kaisein, which is with these balei akaiches, it's maguna. And by somebody who believes in the Kerchavim with his manim and asks, is over an Isser, so it's unclear to me. But anyway, that's the Rambam makes such a distinction. And I don't know. I don't know what to say. Why one is one way and why one is the other way, I don't know. Yeah. It's not a say. So the Rambam doesn't count. The Ramban says Tam Tia is an assay. It's a separate assay. The Rambam doesn't count it. It's a Hisofa. The Rambam has Hisofa at the end. So the Rambam doesn't count it. Why not? The Megillah sister says Kvar Nichlal in the Lav. So it's included in the Lav. But in the Lav, the Rambam says Begunamai. He doesn't say Ksavim. He just says Beguna. So what's the meaning of Nichlal? And Leis Chashev, Leis Einan, he does say that it's included. If you're tummy me, Hashem alakecha, by not going, yeah. It's the world is caught up in these things today, and they're it's a very bad thing. It's not a good thing. And I, by the way, I misquoted the Dr. Tshuva here. People, I always mention about the red string, that the only marker for it I know is Dr. Tshuva and Kufayin Tess, who says it's not awesome in Nedarke Yamayri. It's a Gaisha thing, but it's not an Isser. I made a mistake. I looked it up now. It's a Kutn Chaf Aleph. He says the red string is Medarkei HaMayri, and it is Aser. That's what he says. But he writes, he says it's also that maybe he says they used to tie the wrist ring around a finger. So I don't know, now they tie it around the wrist. Maybe around the finger was Darkei Amairi, and this was not. But I don't know, I have misquoted it all the all along. So I don't know. But I don't know. I think so. I'm not sure. The Rambam holds they're all fakers. The Rambam holds there's no such thing. Okay, the what? The Rambam says Kolshkein das Lashon Kolshkein. That's out in that magic. That's worse. Okay, let's look at the Shach Aleph. Rabbi say Shach Aleph. Now the question is, do these things work and you're not allowed to do them? Or they don't work and you're not do them. So let's see, I just sort of love this. Shach Aleph, hu mishum tamid tiyah, osa lishol behen, avaloysa mais ksamim v'nicha shekishuf isa dairaisu, ken kaza piske mari. Mari says to do it is a dairaisa, and to ask of it is an issa, presumably only tamid tiyah, but not the other. So if something is worth more than a chaimish of the chasav, you're allowed to be shayel. Umashal betshuva simi gimel perakalabasa simi gimel meviyai beherech behela. No surprise, the marshal argues the asa lechayla lishal beksamim lechashim hecha the lekas hakaras nefashis. He says that you're not allowed to be shayel if there's no sakana. Av afilu ye sakana saver. Vim bala ya chayli ay de kishef ay mikro v'rach ra mutter ayin sham. Kiyaz vizeh kosev abach, chay kosev shem azayir, dis a god ulijer mishchashim afilu l'chayim. Now the Shach is saying that by sakana nefashis it's mutter to be shayel by ksamim, but not by a regular chayel or sakana saver. That seems to indicate that that it does work. That we're talking about kishuf that works. That taket foretells the future. And afal pikein is an issa d'iraisa. Sakas nefashis. It's not one of the big three. So for sakas nefashis, it's mutter. It seems to imply that we're talking about something.
Just for telling the future. It has to be
telling the future.
It can help.
Obviously, you're going to do it in a way that he's going to tell you what to do. They all tell you what to do. You're not going to pay him. They don't tell you what to do.
A
remedy that comes with it. Apparently not. Now, there is a bit of a stira. What? Is it Avodah Zarah? I know custom is Avodah Zarah. That's being even Avodah Zarah. Being even Avodah Zarah is to do a Maisa that serves the Avodah Zarah. Someone who believes in Avodah Zarah is not even Avodah Zarah. He's not Pekiris. He's not even Avodah Zarah unless he does a Maisa. It's apparently not a service to the Avodah Zarah. I don't consider him Avodah Zarah. He's Kaiches HaTumah. If the Rabbi Shalom taught us there's such a thing as Kaiches HaTumah, if so, then there is. Yeah, the Rambam disagrees. He says kishuf is an imagination, but a Shach is saying that it works. That's what he says. Now there is a stira. What? So there is a bit of a stira. The Shach in Kufnun Heis of Katan Gimel said that sakanas aver, you are allowed to be aver. He said over there. That Sakana Sever, he says, Misupakni Venerali de Mutter. Here, by Sakana Sever, he's quoting the Marshal who says that it's Aser. So it's a little bit of a problem. If it could develop, you're right, then there would be no Shaila. But, and it's a strictly stereo Gabi Sakana Sever. I'm sorry, Kufnun Zayin. Kufnun Zayin, Sakana Sever Tzarachim Iyon Imdaim Lamamad Al Nefesh Benira Lakula. So there he says Sakana Sever Lakula, and here he's Mashmer. But okay, now what is that pshat? and show. We have to get Toivi Adaini. Yeah, probably the pshat is that it was Sakana, that's why he held it was Mutter. What do you do? Shaul was saying, "Mechad the Shach." The Shach says, "Sakana is Mutter." So. He passed like the Shach. The Zohar was not revealed yet in the time of Shaul. You know, the Shach was. And anyway, look, we're learning what it says. This thing with Kishuf, all the excitement is known, but there are certain things that say clearly in Shulchan Aruch, and these are things that that we try to be careful with. Now, Sif Beis is not well known.
What's
the Gairol? So I want to talk about Gairol soon because you know there's a Gairol Agra. Gairol Agra is based on being Shoyal B'Psukim, Psykli P'sukech, which is a Sif Dalit, so we'll get to it. We'll get to it, you're right. But it says Gairolis, it says Veloy B'Gairolis. So we're going to talk about Gairolis, we'll get to it. Sif Beis, Nagu She'emas Filim B'Beis U'Bedalit. Now here's a minig that all Europeans you didn't know about, but somehow it's not so well known, that movers know it, the Gaisha movers know that Orthodox Jews don't move on Mondays and Wednesdays. So, you know, if you tell them you want to move on Monday, they say, what? You know, like, moving on Monday? So you don't start a new thing on Monday and Wednesday. And also, Nagu, that you don't marry women the Elo b'milo yalavana only when the moon is full. So, before your comments, ulechei nagu gamke lahaskel lilbay b'rosh chaydish. Also, the meaning is that this man in the yeshivas always starts on Rosh Chaydish. Afal pishein nichush yesh simin. Even though there's no kishuf, there is a simin. Now, exactly when it means there's a simin, I don't know. But Masha Adam Yedeshu Negra Mazo Lo Yasa Vlo Yisbechal Neis Ein She'elo Shein Lach Karach Hazem Shom Tomim Tia. If a person knows that something is Negra Mazo, he shouldn't do it. But we don't look into these things and we practice Tomim Tia. That's why these things which are already revealed to us Nohagu. Now here I'd like to explain a little about both the Beis and Dalit and the Noshim B'Milo Halavana. Let me start with the Noshim B'Milo Halavana. Hasidim, they're makbid not to get married in the second half of a month. And in the Litvish world, we're not makbid. We have no kapedis on it. And today was a cholent of the Litvish world. The Hasidish world, so there's a cholent of minhagim and these things as well. Now, the Makar of Pamos used to say that when the says in Shulchan Aruch that Nagu ain't nice and melabim ilay alvana, he said it means you might think if you're makbid, there's an aveira of kishuf. So Shulchan Aruch says there's not an aveira of kishuf if you're makbid, but not that you should be makbid. That sounds like a bit of a stretch. However, in the Sefer Hamakne, on this halach is brought in Arachayim. It's also brought in Evin Ezer in Simon Samach Gimel, it's approximately. No, it's brought here. We just learned it. Also in Evin Ezer, it's brought as well. This minig, I thought I jotted down the in Simon Samach Tasef Gimel. And then the Sefer Hamakna, who himself was a Chassidisha, writes the following. He writes that the Ramah in Tshuva Zion, I believe, in Tshuva Saramah, the Ramah writes the following. He says that in Shulchan Aruch, wherever I write a Lashon of Noyagin, it means you should be Noyag this way. Wherever it says Nohagu, it means B'diavid. It means that really it would be Kedai not to do this. But since Nohagu, we don't make a Mechah. So very often he writes, Nohagu, Lismechal HaMakilin. So he's saying that really I'd be Machmir, but since Nohagu, Lismechal HaMakilin, therefore, Nagu means you can be Nagu. There's a makra for this in the Gemara. Now, 1 second, people did it. Here's the Mechaber speaking, not the Ramah. But the Mechaber says Nagu. And therefore, the understanding of the Ramah is that Nagu means, like Rapan was saying, that there's no kpeda to do it. Nagu, so we're not Mecha in those that are Nagu this way. So that's the basic comeback, at least, to this idea of Milui Halavana. It's interesting that in Yeshiva, they were supposed to have the Yeshiva dinner tonight. Because of the city field Asifa, they pushed it into June. So the person in charge has a Chassidish background. So he scheduled it for Sunday, June 17th. He figured it's Saif HaChaydish, there won't be any weddings. As you know, there are plenty of weddings on June 17th. You can't get a hall. But so there's a certain assumption, if you come from this circle, that people are makbid, this circle, they're not. Now, I want to tell you, even by the Chassidim, they have a lot of coolness. First of all, they all hold that the Kepeda starts from Chav Beis. And the Yisosla says even Chav Gimel is mutter, so that the Kepeda starts Chav Dalet. So that they're not entirely honest to Ein Noisim Noshim Elo B'Milu Yalavana, get married only when the Lavana is whole. They're only makbid the last quarter, 6 days or 7 days, and only 5 of the 12 months. Why? Because 3 of the months, we don't get married anyway. The end of Tammuz is the 3 weeks. The end of Nisan is, according to most Minhagim, we don't get married. And the end of Iyar, according to many Minhagim, we don't get married. So 3 months, we don't get married. And 3 months is a good mazel, so you do get married anyway. Elul, Adar is a good mazel, and Hanukkah, Demekel, and Tishrei. You don't say Tachlin, the whole end of Tishrei. So they have 4 months that is not included. And 3 months, you don't get married anyway. So it's 5 months, 6 days each month, which is a total of about 30 days of Kepeda. For those 30 days, usually a couple of them are also Shabbos. Anyway, you don't get married Friday night, much of Shabbos, most people. So it ends up being a Kepeda on about 20 or 25 days a month. That's the whole difference in the minig over a year, the whole difference of 20, 25 days between the two minhagim. So it's like everything else in Yiddishkeit. A person should follow whatever his minig ha-mishpacha is, he should follow. Just there are a lot of people that have a certain amaratzis that if somebody is makbid, so they're already scared stiff. You know, Lashon Hara, not so scared stiff, but you know, people say it's a bad mazel, people are scared, and that's it's a mistake. When something makes no sense, it's easy to be afraid of it, because there's such a thing, and people are afraid. So it's a person should be scared, should be feel safe doing with it. Oh, so Beis and Dalet. What's the marker for Beis and Dalet? So the makar, the makar for Milui Halavana is supposedly a Zayar. The Gra brings that the other one is also based on Dalet as a Zayar. There is a Gra on Parshas Akrei Mois in the Divrei Eliyahu, in Parshas Akrei Mois. So he says they're too coolest about the Monday and Wednesday business. He says, first of all, for a Devar Mitzvah, there's no problem. He brings a Remez, Bad Kodesh Yalai. Beis Dalet Kodesh, if Monday and Wednesday is starting, does Man Yeshiva starts on a Monday or Wednesday, or anything has to do with Kedusha starts on Monday and Wednesday, so Bad Kodesh, if it's Kedusha, Yeloi, then it's just a remez. But that's what's brought in Divrei Eliyahu, B'Shem Degra, that you could be Mekel. He brings there B'Shem Degra, a second Kula. That Kula is that, let's say somebody wants to move. And the mover is plenty of open dates on Monday and Wednesday, but no open dates on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. So you want to move on Monday, Friday. Chassidim moved Tafka on Friday. I didn't know that. But so he says you can start a Maisa Koldehu ahead of time. He's talking about building. Someone's building a house, and he wants to start on Monday. So you do a Maisa Koldehu. You go there. I don't know exactly what Maisa Koldehu in building a house is. You dig a hole, you start the hole with a shovel or something. Or moving, you take a suitcase in on a Sunday, and you finish moving on Monday. So he brings this Eitzah, that if you start early, it's Mutter, that's in the Gra. The Darkei Tshuva brings the same Eitzah right here in Sivkot Yud Beis. Sivkot Yud...
What a job.
Yud Aleph. He brings this as well, and... now... A maschile and a job. Yeah, so you mean start working on Monday? Yeah, okay, so I don't know. you're right. A holiday weekend. The no less a source than the Torah Tamima. Torah Tamima, of all people, brings the marker for these Monday or Wednesday. In Parashas Bereishis, Perek Aleph Pasuk, I think it's Pasuk Memches. Oh, maybe it's Note Footnote Memches. He writes, why Monday? Monday's easy. doesn't say Kitayv on Monday. It doesn't say Kitayv, so that's why Monday. On Wednesday, he says the Makar is, because it says the Ma'irais were created on Wednesday. Ma'irais is spelled without a Vav after the Aleph. It's read Ma'irais, curses. So therefore, Wednesday, you know. So that's what he says. Now the Gemara says somebody born on Wednesday is going to be bright, because the sun was created on Wednesday. I always remember it because I was born on Wednesday. So, but that's what it says, that it's a good mazel to be born on Wednesday. So it gets born, you don't choose. You know, maybe if to nowadays you can pick the day you give birth. You know, they induce, so you can maybe pick. But all right, that's a marker for this Nagu not to start. And what's interesting is the Aruch HaShulchan is back in Kufta Zayin, says the Ikuk Peda is Monday. Of these 2 days, the main Kepeda is Monday, not Wednesday. The Chida in Shirei Bracha says the Ikuk Peda is Wednesday, not Monday. So it's something there's a lot of confusion about, and I don't know. There's a beautiful Pnei Yeshua in the first Kuntres Achron to Masechtas Ksuvos. Pnei Yeshua brings this simon. Says, why does a Shulchan Aruch bring all of these simonim, these good simonim that have dubious origins? Why doesn't he bring the Gemara Ksuvos? Says to get married on Thursday or Friday. To get married on Thursday because of the Pur Ravu that was said to Dagim. To get married on Friday because the Pur Ravu was said to Adam. So why don't people always be makpid to get married on Thursday and Friday? He says on Wednesday night, Thursday night. So he doesn't know why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring that meaning.
This is only telling you what you could do. It's not telling you that.
It's not out of the Isser. I hear. It's only Gemara, it's not Rida Chasid. Okay. Yes. Oh, so I want to talk about that. There's a minig. I want you to follow this because this is an important idea. There are certain communities have a minig Friday night not to either make Kiddush or eat, or start the Suda, whichever the minig is, between 6 and 7 p.m. This is a minig that goes back to the Magen Avraham. It has a source in the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham being such a minig, not to make Kiddush between 6 and 7 p.m. Where our family comes from, there was no Kepeda, but there are certain Hasidus in any time of the year between 6 and 7, they don't. Because of a mazel. Now, listen to me, please, carefully, 1 second. I want to just teach you a yediyah, a factual yediyah. These things are all, unclear. I want to tell you a fact, which at least one group of Hasidim has recognized. The clocks that we have today come to the top of the hour the same time in the whole world. It's a different hour. You call Israel, if it's 10:02 here, it's 10:02 there. Right? It's half past here, half past here. Half past what? So we have the time zones. But the minute hour is universal in the whole world. Where does that come from? Well, where is the decision when the top of the hour starts? Until 1884, there was an international treaty establishing what's called standard time. I want to explain to you what standard means. The way it was in every community is that the top of the hour was established on the equinox, on the day which is 12 hours day, 12 hours night, at the equinox, when the sun reached exact chatzais. Now people think exact chatzais is the highest point in the sky. The blush of Adam, it is that. It's not. It's the most southerly point. The sun goes in an arc. So the sun rises. Noon is when the sun reaches its most southerly point in the sky. Then it starts to come back towards the north. That's the way the sun travels. The moon travels also. It comes up, goes this way, and comes back in an arc. Noon, exact astronomical noon, is that point. Every community had its main clock in the town square, and it set the top of the hour based on the astronomical noon of that community. Now that was confusing, because if you set your clock in Brooklyn, and then you traveled, you don't have to travel to Alaska. If you traveled from Brooklyn to Hoboken, to Teaneck, it would be the top of the hour would be a different time. Because as the sun travels from east to west, high noon changes as the sun travels, you call it the world turns, but as the sun appears to travel in the sky, every place has a different top of the hour. And that leads to confusion. So as long as people didn't travel much, it wasn't a big problem. Now this confusion, there was an international treaty made in 1884 where all of the, not all, but most of the governments of the world got together and decided to establish Greenwich Mean Time as the top of the hour. And the time zones that we have were established in 1884. And from 1884 and on, everybody has the same top of the hour. I'm not talking about which hour. I'm talking about the minute handle. Where the minute handle is changes. Now, even in Eretz Yisrael, until the 1920s, I don't know the exact year, but Rav Tukhatsinsky's calendar from 1924 is reproduced in his Sefer. And he has there three columns. When he has the time, he has three columns. One for the standard time, one for the traditional time, and one for Arabic time, which is a whole different thing I'll explain to you. But why do Goyim count the number of the hour, 1, 2, 3, 4? Why don't they do like the Gemara? Sunrise starts the first hour. Noon is 6 hours. Why don't they do that? Because since they set their clock at noon, that was the beginning. That was 12:01. And the clock went for 24 hours. That's the way the clock would travel. And such a mahalach of... That's why 1 o'clock is that time. Arabic time, when you see printed Arabic time, starts the hour from sunrise. So that noon is about 6 o'clock. It goes with this mahalach, which is more similar to the Gemara. Now, what's important for us is the following. The real noon time depends on how far you are from the hour, the date line. For example, New York City, when that standard time was changed, New York City lost 4 minutes, that's all. We're 4 minutes away from the line which starts the top of the hour. And therefore, we're really 4 minutes off. For example, Rav Moshe, who has a shita that noon is established at the equinox, Din Chatzais is established at the equinox. He says in New York City, it's 11:56, a whole year round, has a din of Chatzais Yayim, 12:56 when you have daylight savings time. So it changes from 11:56 to 12:56. Why 56? Because we're 4 minutes off in the 1884 treaty. In Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, I believe, is 22 minutes off, approximately, 21 minutes off. That 21 minutes or so off. Now that means that those who have this Hasidic custom of not eating from 6 to 7, it should really be from 20 to 6 to 20 to 7 in Yerushalayim. Because the 6 to 7 was the clock that they had in the time of Magen Avraham. In 1884, they took the clock in Yerushalayim and they pushed it forward 20 minutes. Every clock in Yerushalayim gained those 20 minutes because there was standard time. They didn't agree to it in 1884, 1925. Whenever they agreed to it, they pushed it forward. And therefore, it's off by 20 minutes. In addition, when it's on daylight savings time, it's off by an hour and 20 minutes. Because 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock is not a chayk. The savings time is not. Bells in Eretz Yisrael, at one point, put ads in their newspapers that they keep the minig of 6 to 7, not to eat a suda from 6 to 7. So they put ads that it's from 5:40 to 6:40, and in the summer, when they change the clock from 6:40, from 4:40 to 5:40. 6 to 7, so 6:40 to 7:40, whatever it is. So they put ads being made to everyone that it's off. But nobody in America is aware of this thing. They keep 6 to 7. Now, in New York, it's only 4 minutes off. It's not such a big deal, but it's off. The time interval from Eretz Yisrael. So that could be the mazel travels around the world, just like Nate's travels around the world, the school down. Anyway, but this is a idea that people don't have. It's a very basic idea that the top of the hour, when we say, oh, clock, we're off. Now, the truth is that the Maylid is also off. All the Maylids that are announced and printed are also a little off. They're off because it's basically Yerushalayim. It's also off by the same 20 minutes and 21 minutes. And what? Well, lichbenchen not. Lichbenchen doesn't depend on the mazal. It depends on the sun. So it is adjusted, because we do lichbenchen every time based by the sunrise, according to, sunset according to today's clock. So that's good. What? What they call Jerusalem time is the old clock. If they call it solar time, I don't know. But the old Rav Kutinsky's calendar has the three zmanim. It has the Arabic time, the Jerusalem time, and standard time. And those are three columns. It's interesting to look at it. Do we have upstairs? There's a sefer Hazmanim Bahalacha who brings pages and pages of these old calendars with all their columns. You think the calendar is complicated today? Imagine then. They had a bunch of ways of reckoning it. Then the mailed is off. The mailed them are off. The mailed that they have the shuls hanging on the Kriya Shema clocks. The Kriya Shema, the popular Seisman Kriya Shema, has Seisman mailed. This year they corrected for the first time. They had all the years they had Jerusalem time. It was 7 hours off. Seismak is Avana, they have based on Yerushalayim. I wrote them a letter. I don't know if that's what did it. I flew to Eretz Yisrael once. The fellow who does it in Muncie was on the plane. So he came to talk to me about this cheshbon. And in Muncie, he had corrected it. And this year, for the first time, it's corrected here in the Brooklyn calendars as well. But it was off. It was off by, it was a michshel. So the last time you could do it, let's say it would say it's midnight Tuesday night. It's the last time for Kiddush Levana. That's midnight Jerusalem time. That's 5 p.m. New York time. So was Mekadesh Levana then. He was off. What do you mean?
About the time of the Mailah is one time in the whole year, and of course it's time. And he gives the Cheshbon when the...
Okay, fine. I'm not claiming I made this all up. If it says someplace, I have no problem.
I have no problem. The Kiddush Levana that he gave was based on that.
I sat down with Beryl Shuren. We were going to Montreal for a wedding. So, you know, you sit in the airport forever. So we brought paper, and we brought a calculator, and we went to Barad of the first year when the moon was hung up, the first Mailid, and we calculated the Mailid from then, 5,770 years forward, and we came to our Mailid with this explanation. The Mailid worked out with this explanation of the few minutes and the few hours and everything. The time they announce is based on that. In other words, when you announced 12:01, which maybe should have been 11:01, when you announced yesterday and Mailid is 12:01 tonight, Sunday night, that's not 12:01 New York time. It's not even Yerushalayim. It's not 01. It's 22 because it's 21 minutes off. It's really 22:12. It's Yerushalayim time. The announced time, they announced the same time in Chicago and here. So it's all Yerushalayim time. And it's off when you say 12:01, you're saying 12:01 by the time based on Ma'aseh Bereishis, which is 11:40 based on our 10:40 with the other hour. Yeah, nothing on it. That's why the whatever. But anyway, this is the idea. When noon, the sun is always in the same spot in the sky. No, it comes up in a different part of the sky. Right. Well, because instead of it starting there, if you go upstairs, now the sun will come up behind the shul across the street. In the winter, it comes up by David Horowitz's house. You know? It's the same arc, just the Edzar Karua, pretty much. Yeah, it reaches the southernmost point. No, don't confuse everyone. It's Brooklyn time, Yerushalayim time, solar time, standard time. All right, Rabbi Say, let's come back here. Zman Mincha is Tali in Ramesh's Kiddush. See, Zman Mincha, it depends on each day. So you can just calculate every day sunrise and sunset. It doesn't matter what you call it. As long as you use what we call sunset, what we call sunrise, this Zman Mincha is what we call the time that's in middle. So you're okay. Now, Ramesh Shita, which he says he has the Kabbalah from his father, is that you go by the equinox day. So we're not makel like Ramesh, because it's a Kiddush, but we're machmen like Ramesh. It comes up a Chumrah only certain days of the year. Most of the year, Ramesh comes out of Kula, you can hear the half an hour, and you're still okay. It's a big nafkamina for those who take the 1:30 flight out of Newark, Eretz Yisrael, in the winter. You want to get mincha before you get on the plane. So you're very interested in getting exactly the Zman Mincha, so that's where it is. And I've been there, I daven the Mincha, and the Yalal stewardess, as soon as the quiet train Esra begins, they get on, they say, last call for boarding the plane. As if they're going to fly without the 60 people, you know, who has that davening Mincha. But, yeah. The Meila, what they announced, I explained to him yesterday, what they announced Sunday, either 11:01 or 12:01, depending on what they announced, is tonight, not last night. Even though in Yiddish it was, but the way it's, because last month's Meila was Shabbos morning. So you have to add 18 hours, 14 days and 18 hours. 18 hours from Shabbos morning is not last night, it's tonight, 12:01 or 11:01, tonight. What? No, we call it Sunday. B'losh minei Adam, it's called Sunday night. They wrote Sunday night. But it means tonight. It means tonight. And grad, it regresses a little. It does sometimes come out a little early. But okay. Anyway.
What's the reason why you make Kiddush 6 to 7? What's the
reason is because of Mazel Ma'adim. It's a time that a certain Mazel, I explained to you once about the Mazalos. The Mazel is Goyver at that hour. What it means is Goyver has to be explained. But it's a time of a Mazel of Dam, so they don't make it. Some are Kiddush and some starting the Suda. I don't know. What? No, the Shabbos Suda, Friday night, that's it. Only Leil Shabbos is the only competitor. So Chassidim, they just don't start the Suda, they start later. Yeah, look, you don't have to keep the Minig if it's not your Minig. Your father didn't have such a Minig. So my father also didn't have such a Minig. Those who have the Minig have the Minig.
How does it work out with coming to you?
So that's what's confusing. Things that have a makar, have a makar. If it has a source, it has a source. If it doesn't, it doesn't. So we say that Av is a month, everyone knows Av is a bad mazel, you shouldn't go to court. Ayat mazel, the taroscopes. If it has a makar, then we do it. Even things today, the style in America is to find an obscure source and to make it into a minig. Like reading Parshas Haman on Wednesday, what is it? Or whatever it is. Reading Parshas Haman, whatever they read Parshas Haman, all these things. What do they do? You can't say it has no makar, because this Rebbe wrote it 80 years ago, so it has a source. Now, it's really not fair. It really has no source. A Rebbe wrote it for his Chassidim, so he can write it for his Chassidim. It has nothing to do with Klal Yisrael. Nobody heard of it 50 years ago. Nobody heard of it. It was unknown. It was known in one little shtetl in Europe. So today, it becomes the rage, it becomes the style. Rav Palm, I'll tell you, b'didi hava uvda, we were married 2 years, we didn't have children. My wife had a good friend who was begging her, there's a skula, you take some type of ruby or stone, you grind it into water, you drink the water, and presto, you have children. So she wanted to do it. So I told her I wasn't interested. So she brought her Rabbeinu Bachya, the source of Rabbeinu Bachya. So I asked Rav Palm, so Rav Palm said, it's possible for you to be helped by Derech HaTeva? I said, yeah. So he said, don't do it. And that was the shita generally, that not to do it. You know, and by the time my firstborn was bar mitzvah, I had 7 children. So if my wife had Taka had that ruby water, we would be the poster child for this thing, you know, it works. Don't drink too much, you know, it's gonna. But the truth is, that's how these things work. Because 20 people do it, one person, it works anyway. And then, Mimela, you have a rage that it's a mazel. And that's a stira to Tamati. It has to have a real makar. If it has a makar from the Rebbe, where your Zaydis live in the shtetl in Europe, you do it. Rapam would not have been for reading this Parsha Saman. Every day you should read Parsha Saman. But
what about the Mishnah and Shabbos about the wearing a stone?
Yeah, therefore what?
Isn't that,
you know what the Rambam says? The Rambam says, since people think it's such a thing, therefore, this, no, it's not carrying. Okay. It's not that we're wearing a stone. This is something else. Yeah. The Rambam held that it's all baloney, and which I do. You know, it's known that's the Rambam sheet.
But what about the MetLife Stadium tonight?
I don't know about Tefillas HaShalom and MetLife Stadium. Anyway. All right, we're up to Sif Gimel. Let's learn one more Sif. I'd like to try as best we can to stick to the schoolists that are brought in Shulchan Aruch, or else we'll never finish the Siman. This is a list All right, this is a list of things. The previous sif was a list of things that that are mutter, a list of two things, a maskin bezadalit, a nasim nashim alabin alavana. Now we have a new list of things that are usser, and they are the following. Haimer piti nafla mepi. It's bad luck, bread fell out of my mouth. I makli miyadi. Oy bini kairali meachairai. My baby is screaming at me or crying to me from behind me. I should svihip sikai bederech. Or a deer, a black cat, pissed in front of him. A shav a nachish miyamina, a snake on your right, a shul mismailai, or a fox on your left. Ulumishirilai echami elo isami menu nicha shalai leites the derech. Says, that's bad luck, I'm not going on the trip. Oy shalai lahaskal b'malacha, not to start whatever it is he has to do. Chenam a nachshim b'chuldo b'aifis u'b'kachavim. Those who do kishuf with the help of chulda, aifis, kachavim. Chenam aimer al taskal ligvais imeni shachrisu. You want to say somebody... somebody owes you money, he says, no, I don't pay back in the morning. Mornings I don't pay. Matzei Shabbosu, Matzei Shchaydishu. Chen Oimer, Shchay Tarnagel, Shekaira Ka'erev. I have this Tarnagel that sounds like a raven. Tarnagel Lesu, Shekaira Ka'erev, a chicken that sounds like a rooster. So shecht it quickly, it's spooky. Osir. To do these things is osir. That's what it says in Mechavis. These are examples of things that are Isurim. Yeshayim Rim, now listen to this Ramah. Im Einai Oimer Atam, Lama mitzava l'shchena tarnagolus. El oimer stam shichtu tarnagolusu. Let's say somebody has a tarnagolus, it spooks him out. The tarnagolus is making noises like a rooster. So he's not saying it's off kishuv. He just picks up the chicken, goes to the shaykhit and says, I want supper, shech this chicken. Mutter l'shaykhtok shakar tikhen tarnagol, chen wa minig. He says it's mutter. Now look at the gra in ches. The Gra Ches writes on this, Kekos of Mariel, Shekach Omalei Mara, Liyashu Minig Olam, Udvar of Koshin Kachay Mitzvah Shinayim. And these things are tough like vinegar to the teeth. Ligno Yvdas HaMokim, you're fooling God? You're doing it for that reason, you're not saying? Ava Mariel Kosev, the Minigu Alpi, Hagirsa Shom B'Shabes, B'chol HaSugya, Ein Bay Mishum Darkei Amayri. The Girsa that says, Ein Bay Mishum Darkei Amayri, rather than Yeshbay. So that's why the Minig is to be Bekel. But just to hide it and pretend that you're not makbid, he says that's not a good, that's not an eitzah. Although the Ramah does bring such an eitzah. the Pesachei Tshuva. Let's see first Beis. I wanted to see. Okay, Beis, Pesachei Tshuva Beis. Alimatzchus to go to magicians for a chayla. That the oisrim, the zayar, is going like the sheet of Reb Shimon. The Gemara of Sanhedrin, the benoich mitzuv al akishuf. The zayar is Reb Shimon bar Yochai. We don't paskin like him in this regard. In Kain, ain't kan rak isur amira. It's only in the mitzvah of amira la'akum. He's Malamit Schus, and those who do it for a chayli, then in case of a chayli, it's not a real issa d'iraisa, it's a mirul akum of a d'iraisa, or tamitia, which is mutter for a chaymish v'lechasav. So Mimela, that's what he says. So this idea of being matir to go to a guy is. The Michas Chinuch has a long piece on it where he argues with this hetero going to a guy. He brings a makar that going to a guy, certainly us, al tamim tia. It could be brings the Sefer HaMitzvahs that I just mentioned to you, that says that he's Surah Ika. And the Shach said it's us, so the Bai said it's us. Now, here in the Beis Lechem Yehuda, he brings the list of Tzavais Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Now this is already a new topic, which we're going to leave for next time. What? It's mutter. Okay? Tzavais Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid is like this. If you read through the Tzavais Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, you'll see we don't keep 90 or 95% of his tzavais. He has a tzavah that two brothers should not live in one city. which is commonly ignored. So the Teretz says they were born in the city is mutter. But after the Holocaust, where brothers moved, every city has brothers. And the men in the same city. In the same house. Some are makbid, not in the same house. Some are not makbid in the same house. But that's one thing. There's another thing, not to build a brick home. Actually, he doesn't say brick. He says stone. Bricks are not actually stone. They're poured. So maybe that's different. He has many things that were not makbid. But the klal is that the things that are brought in the Paiskim, some are makbid, some are not. Things not brought in the Paiskim, nobody's makbid. I don't think anybody's makbid. There's also a tzavah not to name your child Yehuda or Shmuel. You shouldn't name your child Yehuda. You shouldn't name your child Shmuel. There are plenty of Yehudas in the world. There are Shmuels all over the place. So it's brought that the Marsha got up at a sifa of Rabbanim that were discussing Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. He said, Ani mei b'nei banav Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, v'shmi Shmuel, v'shem avi Yehuda. So there's a suspicion, those who want to explain Yehuda HaChassid logically, Yehuda HaChassid felt, since his name was Yehuda, his father's name was Shmuel, that there would be fights in the family to give everyone want to give a name after him. So he said, don't give names after me, that way Tishpar, you know, that you shouldn't be Shalom Bayis issues. Whether that's true or not, the bottom line is there are some who hold not to be chayshu any of Yehuda HaChassid. Like Yehuda was a takif against all Yehuda HaChassid in Yonim. It says, Achach simas hashas, ein lanu kayach, lelaseis gezeres chadashais. The truth is like Yehuda, the second chaylik, was very sharp against it. Nevertheless, the minig in most circles in Klal Yisrael is that those things that are brought in the Paiskim were makbid on Tzavas Yehuda HaChassid. If it's a minig ha-mishpacha, people, the minhagim of not taking a haircut on Rosh Chodesh is widespread. Not everyone has the minig. It's brought Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah being the Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, not taking a haircut on Rosh Chodesh. So that that became a widespread minig. The minig of not taking a son-in-law with the same name as a father-in-law, or a mother-in-law, daughter-in-law having the same name, is also generally observed. Rebelsky comes from Litvisha roots. I remember many years ago, 25, 30 years ago, he came over to me and he asked me, I have a cousin that has the same name as me. He was then single. So he said, they read your cousin for my daughter. Does he have a second name? So I said, no, he only has one name. But I told him, they call him Sruli. It's a heter, they call you different names. It's more that they call him Sruli. Shabelsky said, yeah, but my friends call me Sruli also. So he didn't go to Shidduch. But there are a list of minhagim, a handful of minhagim that are brought down. It's probably not more than 5 or 10 of Tzavas Yehuda HaChassid that are widespread. Not closing up a window is a widespread accepted minhag in many, many places. There are many tshuvas on the topic, and it's somehow followed. So Ramesha took two sons in law named Moshe. Yeah, Ramesha was not makbid. The real litvaks are not makbid on any of the Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. What? But Ramesha has a tshuva about it. I think one of the first tshuvas in Ebenezer, Aleph, Ramesha has a tshuva. He writes in the tshuva that if the chas and kala are not makbid, it's mutter. It doesn't matter if the parents are makbid. Depends if the chas and kala, if they're not makbid, it's mutter. If they're makbid, then it's asa. That's what he writes in the tshuva. But they also had second names? Both had second names. Okay. So, what? If Palm was makbid on the window thing, even if you buy a house and the previous owner sealed the window, he told people to make a hole. So he was makbid. So we can do next time. Next Sunday, we have a rare Sunday off. I assume that everyone's going to be sleeping at this hour. I hope you'll be sleeping. This Shavuos is a rare opportunity. Shavuos comes out like the Tzedakim this year. Tzedakim wanted Machas HaShabbos. Why did Tzedakim want Machas HaShabbos? Because they want to stay up all night. If it's Machas HaShabbos, you sleep Shabbos the afternoon anyway, so you can stay up Machas HaShabbos. No, it's easy to be up. So, okay, at any rate, so 2 weeks from now, Pisrei Tshuva Dalid is Rebbe Yehuda HaChassid, so we'll do that.